November the 4th, 2011. Drowning numbers increasing. A 2-year-old toddler drowned in a river in Gisborne yesterday. He is the 13th preschooler to drown this year. A number of fishermen drowned at the end of October. Some were fishing from boats or diving for fish, while 3 men were net fishing from the beach. In total, 102 people have drowned so far this year, compared to 72 at this time last year. There was a happy ending for 2 fishermen in Northland. Their boat capsized when one of the men caught a fish and stood up to pull it into the boat. They spent 7 hours in the sea clinging to a chili bin until a customs patrol boat found them. They had life jackets in their boat but were not wearing them. Water Safety New Zealand lists 4 things to make boating safe: wearing life jackets, checking the weather, having at least 2 kinds of communication, and having a reliable skipper. People can attend a course to learn to be a skipper. Because New Zealand is an island country where most people live close to the sea, water sports are very important for us. Every child must learn to swim. About 1,500 schools have a swimming pool, but many of these are too small for older children. Also, many schools have closed their pools because of health requirements. It is expensive to maintain a clean pool. It is cheaper for a school to take children to a local public pool for swimming lessons for 2 weeks a year. But this is not enough. Only 20% of 10-year-olds can swim 200 meters. 30% of 12-year-olds cannot even swim 25 meters.